Are you ready? It's time for On the Double with the Double S Express. Great sports talk and big time guests with Sean Wally and Sean Boyd on the Double with the Double S Express. Looking for a comer. This is awesome.
Welcome to show number 9 on the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. Another week and oh, so many more sports stories to talk about.
Man, you bet. And welcome to On the Double with the Double S Express. Of course, there are lots of things to talk about, Mr. Wally. One being the LA Lakers and Dwight Howard. No more. Of course, we have to beat that dead horse just like everybody else, I believe. He is going on to the Houston Rockets, and the Lakers have not wasted any time as far as adding another center. They've signed Chris Kaman to a one-year deal. Of course, he is not Dwight Howard, but he definitely fills the void for the LA Lakers.
And Sean, something's got to be said about Dwight Howard leaving over $30 million on the table if he would have re-signed a max deal in LA.
Yeah, you know, Dwight is probably the biggest enigma in the NBA right now. Of course, here's a young man with a huge physical stature and great athletic ability and just hasn't tapped into his potential. We all thought that would be with the LA Lakers along with Kobe Bryant this past year, but that hasn't been the case. And so Dwight is looking to find himself, and hopefully he can find that in the Lone Star State in Houston.
If you're the nearby Oklahoma City Thunder, who have done well in the West lately, the San Antonio Spurs, obviously in the same state of Texas, I'd be a little worried right now.
Yeah, you know, but the San Antonio Spurs, even though they get a year older, they get a year more wise and savvy. And so it looks like they're keeping their team intact. And if they can stay in shape, and if a couple of these guys, Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, can lick their wounds a little bit, they can reach back into time and have another successful season. The Western Conference is a conference that is definitely one that has a question mark behind it, because now the Houston Rockets are a team of relevance. You know, you have the Golden State Warriors that are signing that made a signing this past week, Andre Iguodala. That strengthens their roster. So it should be fun for the Western Conference.
An interesting note up in Piston land, coming out of Detroit, Rasheed Wallace reportedly joining the Pistons coaching staff as an assistant.
Yeah, so Rasheed returning home to Detroit, you know, back to where it all began, back to where he had his prominence, actually, with the Detroit Pistons. He's put in place to help out the bigs. And so, of course, last year he's on the New York Knicks roster, didn't play. I believe he played maybe one or two games, I'm not sure. But heading back to Detroit and, you know, going back again to where it all began.
If you're tuning in for the first time, this is On the Double with the Double S Express, and maybe you're looking for some MMA, mixed martial arts talk. That will be happening the majority of our show. We've got two big-time guests dealing with MMA and big fans and media members of MMA and UFC, so we will get to that here in just a few minutes. But a lot more happened in this past week, and man, let's go across the pond to Wimbledon. Andy Murray, the first Brit in 77 years to win the men's Wimbledon championship.
Yeah, you know, that was very fun for London to actually see Andy Murray win Wimbledon. You said for the first time, and I believe that was since 1936. And so, you know, you can imagine how long, you know, the Brits have been waiting for this to happen. It was an exciting match, and, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer young man, I mean, with true grit. And so definitely excited for Andy Murray.
Turned out well for him, and the home country of Wimbledon getting the victory. Hasn't happened since, as we said, 1936. Fred Perry, the last Englishman to win that tournament, and it was shaping up great for him as a lot of the top seeds had fallen.
Yeah, you know, and the uncharacteristic thing where there were no Americans that were in the quarters or the semis. And so, you know, that paved the way for, you know, a newcomer to come in, and Andy Murray did just that.
Something our listeners might want to go check out if you don't read Peter King at SI.com. Great, longtime great writer of all things sports, the Monday morning quarterback. Peter King takes an annual vacation this time of year before training camps get rolling in the NFL. And he has enlisted the help of current and former NFL players to fill his role and write his column for him. And just awesome words of wisdom, words of advice, words of what it's like being a player and the life and lifestyle of a player. Today, the version came out written by Kansas City defensive lineman Austin Lane. He had some very positive, good things to say. Past writers were Jabari Greer, former Washington State Cougar Steve Gleason. So just some awesome writings. If you don't have Peter King on your list of writers to read, definitely check out the Monday Morning Quarterback.
Yeah, you know, that was a great article, and you know, definitely get out to read that. You know, it gave some interesting tidbits as far as, you know, perseverance, you know, and having an alternative game plan. And so that's something that we all can grow and know. You know, don't put all your eggs into one basket, if you will. You know, definitely have that game plan.
That's the voice of Sean Boyd. I am Sean Wally. You're listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. And there's not a lot of NFL news right now, as we have about 10 days to 2 weeks till training camp opens up. But in New York Giantland, wide receiver Victor Cruz inking a long-term deal.
Yeah, so Victor Cruz signs an extension with the Giants. I believe it was 6 years, $45 million. I believe, is that what it was, Mr. Wally? And so that lands him for a long time, actually $46 million. You know, $15 million of that fully guaranteed. So it's going to be filled with a lot of incentives, but I'm sure there are incentives that he will be able to obtain. You know, Victor Cruz is a young man that came in as an unrestricted free agent, so he wasn't drafted. For those of you who have aspirations of making it to the next level, you don't have to be drafted. You know, you just have to have a strong heart and a belief that you can get in there and do it. And Victor Cruz is definitely an example of that. And now he's getting rewarded with the 6 year, $46 million deal.
Great discipline, great drive and determination required to get to where Victor Cruz is now.
Yes, you know, and again, you know, he goes out and does what he needs to do. And, you know, again, it's just strong heart and perseverance. And you got to be proud of what Victor Cruz has done.
One other quick NFL note. New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft returned from a vacation in Europe, gave his first statements regarding the Aaron Hernandez saga. Kraft said that the entire organization has been duped, and he is shocked at what has taken place.
Yeah, you know, just a horrible turn of events for the New England Patriots. Of course, you know, we talked before about the Patriot way. And then you have Aaron Hernandez, who has fallen into some trouble. And you don't wish this on anybody, and you don't want these types of things to happen to any player. You know, and so it's sad to see how the New England Patriots are, you know, positioning themselves and the understanding that they believed one thing and Aaron Hernandez gave them another. And it's just sad for the NFL, and hopefully some things will get changed.
And we should also note that for all of the headlines about the bad, the arrests, the negative publicity, there are hundreds more guys doing the right thing, doing charity work, and that goes unnoticed too often.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the charity work, of course, up in your neck of the woods in Seattle, there was a charity baseball game that was put on by Richard Sherman. And, of course, you know, that was at the Tacoma's Cheney Stadium. And so, you know, a lot of fans, the 12th fan up there strong in Seattle, supporting. And so those are some of the good things that go on that go unnoticed because of the negativity that's brought out in our mainstream media. But, of course, it was a great fanfare up in the Tacoma area. They had Golden Tate up there. And for those of you who remember, the Fail Mary referee He was actually on hand. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Fail Mary referee, Seattle Seahawks against the Green Bay Packers, and that questionable call that I'm sure, Mr. Wally, you believe was the right call. Well, that referee was there at the celebrity softball game this past weekend.
Yeah, Lance Easley definitely was there, acting as an umpire as well as playing in the game. Former Seattle greats Sean Kemp was there. You've got actual and other NFL stars as well, Larry Fitzgerald, Terrell Owens. So it was a real reach for greatness to be able to come up to the Seattle-Tacoma area and help out the community.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and again, these types of things happen more often than not. It's just unfortunate that shock jocking is what we call it in our field. That seems to be the thing that captures people. But there are so many good things that go around in professional sports. I believe it's our duty, Mr. Wally, to bring that out so that people will see a lighter side and see, you know, a more personable side of a lot of these athletes that are doing the right thing, because there are more doing the right thing than there are doing the wrong.
That's the voice of Sean Boyd. I am Sean Wally. You're listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. Coming back after the break, we'll get to our big-time guest, number one, right here on the Double on BBS Radio.
What's my image?
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours!
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
Welcome back to On the Double with Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. This is show number 9 here on July 8th. Hopefully you had a great, exciting, fun, and safe 4th of July holiday.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say the same. You know, we're out letting off some of those fireworks there, and there's quite an interesting thing happened. You know, it seemed like there was an out-and-out war in our neighborhood. And, you know, the neighbors were shooting off fireworks. We were shooting off fireworks at the same time. And, man, they lit off one of those, you know, the ones that you get at the reservation, I have to say. And it tipped over and blew towards one of the trees and ricocheted into our driveway. And, man, some people got hurt. You know, I have to tell you. But everybody's okay. And, you know, we live to tell about it. And, you know, the reason for the 4th of July and the reason why those fireworks go off is because it's a symbolism of what our soldiers went through during war. They couldn't sleep overnight, and the bombs were bursting all over the place. And so we got it firsthand.
Man, did you have to play firefighter? Were there people with hoses and squirt guns and saving the day?
We had a mass unit, I have to tell you. So, you know, I had family members and friends. One of them got hit by one of the fireworks there and burned her stomach, and then one had a burn in her upper torso. And so it was serious, but you know, at the same time, you know, it wasn't that as serious to where people had to go to the hospital. And so the neighbors, we all shook hands like the Hatfields and the McCoys and just kind of went about our business. So
wow,
interesting time.
Rough evening to say the least. Glad everybody came out halfway okay for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, it's fun.
Until somebody gets hurt.
Until somebody gets their eye poked out. That's right.
All right, it's that time. Let's go out to the phone lines and welcome in our big-time guest, 1A tonight, a first here on the Double with the Double S Express. We have two guests at the same time. Let's go out to MMA fighter Jeremy Ibarra and his trainer Garrett. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, how about you?
Well,
All right. Hey, welcome to the show, gentlemen. You know, it's an exciting time for you guys. I hear that you are preparing, Jeremy, you are preparing for a title bout coming up in August.
That's correct.
And so tell the listeners, you know, some of the preparation that's going on and some of the things that you have to do to get into shape.
Well, there's a lot that goes with it. Mental, physical, Garrett's pretty good about pushing me. I got a good team behind me. I got a nutritionist. I got two coaches. I got people to spar with. I got just a lot of different stuff going on. A lot of stuff that you know, I'm sure they're not going to expect. A lot of stuff that goes into training that you normally don't see.
Yeah, and mentioning training, of course, you have a trainer online or on the show with us, and that's Garrett Duggar. Welcome to the show, Garrett.
Hi.
And so, you know, the training aspect is something that takes incredible discipline. And what a lot of listeners don't know, and of course, people just see the product on the TV or when they go live, but there's a lot of discipline. And this is actually a martial art to where it takes tremendous discipline to get ready for these fights. Am I correct?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And one of the encouraging things here, I'm excited and I'm confident because Jeremy is a talented individual. He's a determined individual. And basically, we have, you know, I believe some of the latest training techniques, neuromuscular adaptation to rapidly changing circumstances within the cage. And that we're confident that we're doing things that almost probably not many other people are doing. And that combined with Jeremy's, like I said, his talent, his skill set, and his determination, we are comfortable on the ground, stand up, in the clinch. Anywhere we go, we feel confident. We're excited. You know, that's why I'm excited that he got this opportunity to show his skill set.
Speaking of the opportunity, for those of you just tuning in on the Double with the Double S Express, we have trainer Garrett Duggar and Jeremy Ybarra, who's fighting a championship fight, I believe it's August 3rd, at the Chicken Ranch. And so your opponent, Buddy Wallace, tell us a little bit about Buddy and how you came to get this matchup for the main event fight.
I'll let Garrett talk about Buddy. As far as getting the opportunity, I'm an electrician, so I was actually just, you know, wanting to roll back around. I haven't fought pro in about 6 years. I fought Garrett back in 2007 as one of my pro fights. And so we have a good history, and now we have a good solid friendship. He's my manager, he's my coach. What do you think about Buddy, Garrett?
Well, you know, there's a lot of footage on him, and there's a lot of knowledge of his camp. He's a great camp, you know. He's a good guy, but you know, we see holes in the game, and we're going. We feel confident that we're going to exploit those holes, but we're also ready to. If he brings anything new to the table, if he brings anything we haven't seen in any of his other fights, we are confident that we are going to be able to adapt to that and overcome it. So he's, you know, there's a lot of people that turn down you know, an opportunity to fight with Buddy, you know, and this, for us, this is wonderful. This is going to be a time for Jeremy to shine. And
going back to the opportunity, I was actually just trying to get back in shape. I stay in shape. I was running about 5 to 8 miles a night after working outside all day. And then I got a hold of Garrett. We've been friends on Facebook. He invited me over to his camp to train. And I want to say the first couple of days, I was, you know, submitting people. And I was, you know, it just kind of like riding a bike. It came back to me. You know, the stand-ups come along. Everything, it just kind of came back to me. And they pretty much, I don't know if word got out that I was still pretty solid, still pretty fast, you know, looking even better than I used to look, and that's why they offered me the fight. But, yeah, I feel pretty confident that, you know, I'm going to pull out this win. I'm training a lot harder now than I used to, and when I used to win back, you know, 6 years ago. So
that's the voice of MMA fighter Jeremy Ibarra and his trainer Garrett here on the Double with the Double S Express. And Jeremy, if you could take us back to the early days of your fight career, how did you get started in it? And obviously, you liked it to stick with it for a while, and now come full circle back to it.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. My first, my close friends, and actually a lot of people know my story. I started off just trying to get in shape. I lived in Hawaii, and I decided to take up kickboxing. I wrestled in high school with Danny Castillo. He lived with me. We were close friends. And so anyways, I decided to start doing kickboxing, and then they put me into a tournament. I won, and then from there I started doing, you know, I got a little confidence, so I figured I'd take on a couple more fights. Well, after 14 fights, I never lost. This is amateur kickboxing, and it wasn't really regulated by a commission in Hawaii. It was one gym would meet at another gym, but I felt a little confident enough to where I came back with the stand-up, and then having the wrestling background, I just needed jiu-jitsu and submissions and, you know, just to break my bad habits from wrestling. But I'll be honest, back in my 20s, there was a lot of bad mistakes. I was kind of going down the wrong road, so to speak. Drugs were involved. I wasn't really training for my fights back then. A lot of people know this. I was actually, I think 2 weeks out before I fought Garrett, I was actually using. So I wasn't really... I got 4 years clean. It's over now, but it just goes to show that you can actually pull yourself out of situations that way, or from those situations, and turn your life around and commit to something and pull through and, you know, follow through with your dreams.
Well, congratulations and great job on staying clean and sober, definitely, and getting things together. Now, this is a question you both can answer one at a time, if you would. MMA fighter Jeremy Ibarra and his trainer Garrett here joining us on the Double with the Double S Express as we talk MMA tonight. Guys, what is, if you had to pick one very important item to get into MMA and to have the conditioning down, the workouts, the diet, the discipline, what would that one attribute be? Is it that you have to get your mind right, your body right? What would the top thing be if you had to rate one?
I think for me personally, every fighter is different. For me, it would be heart. You can have the greatest stand-up and or the greatest, you know, ground game. I think if you don't have determination and that heart and drive to want to win, you're just going to be, you know, average, mediocre. You're not going to win. So for me, it's heart. I'm going into this fight knowing that no matter what happens, I'm going to come out winning. Whether he wants to stand, I'm going to win. Whether he wants to go to the ground, I'm going to win. Whatever he wants to do, I'm winning this fight, and I'm taking his belt. There's nothing he can do to beat me in this fight. And that's not just hopeful wishing. That's I'm training hard enough to know that there's nothing he can do to beat me in this fight. So I'd say hard for me. Garrett?
Yeah, that's a good one for me because basically, the nervous system, both for mental and physical, they basically run off the same thing. So I would say adaptation all you could call it is well-roundedness. The well-roundedness, because if you have good enough nutrition, I really like nutrition because once you optimize nutrition, you optimize the nervous system, which gives you mental and physical the ability to excel mentally and physically and train harder, focus better, and be able to adapt, to be able to that's all I can say is you can have a Ferrari, but if you don't have the fuel in it, Jeremy's a Ferrari, monster truck, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't have the fuel in it, it's going to either run out of gas quick, or if you have the wrong fuel, it's not going to run that right. So for me, it's nutrition, because then you can excel in every other aspect of the game because you have the fuel to do it. And let me tell you, Jeremy has been doing it everywhere. I see tremendous growth off the already great skill set that he has, both on the ground and stand-up. So In a nutshell, nutrition.
Lots of great points there by MMA fighter Jeremy Ibarra and his trainer Garrett tonight here on the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd. Jeremy, what type of fighter would you consider yourself to be?
As far as stand up or ground or?
Correct.
That's a good question. A lot of people ask me that all the time. It changes. As soon as I think I'm more of a ground guy, my stand up supersedes my ground. I get faster. I'm untouchable. I'm sparring and I'm getting hit maybe once within the hour. And then, you know, we go back to ground and I'm moving quick. My hips are in the right place. Just everything is coming together. So, you know, I think I wouldn't say either or. I think I'm pretty well-rounded. You know, everyone's got stuff they keep working on. Not perfect, you know, but my endurance is definitely picking up. And I don't know. I think Garrett can answer that question better. What do you think? Me, I think it's pretty even.
Yeah. And that's the strength. Back when I was fighting, you know, I wanted to be well-rounded, and it worked out well. And we put it over to here, and Jeremy already has a good skill set. So I would say just an adaptive fighter. An adaptive fighter is the most dangerous fighter because he's able to be a stand-up fighter if he needs to be, or he can be on the ground. So it's not a straight answer, but it's the right answer for him as a fighter and us as a camp.
For those of you just tuning in, we have that's trainer Garrett Duggar and MMA fighter Jeremy Ibarra. Big fight coming up, the tactical violence fight that's coming up August the 3rd, the Art of War Productions. Tell the listeners where this fight's going to be at again.
I believe it's Jamestown. Jamestown? Here?
Yes, it's going to be in Jamestown. At the Chicken Ranch Casino, that's the promotion is Art of War with Roy Ariola and Bill Stanopoulos. I can't pronounce his last name, but it's a great organization, yes, it's Jamestown.
And I do want to thank them, by the way, on air for giving me the chance to fight for title shot. Most people have to, you know, fight a couple fights after not fighting for a couple of years to get a title shot. I'm not sure if the other camp that I'm fighting against thinks I'm just a stepping stone. Because the guy I'm fighting, Buddy Wallace, is a former middleweight champion. So he fought at 185s. I normally would fight at 155s, which is lightweight. So I'm kind of stepping up to 170s. And he's coming down to 170. And I heard his interview on a radio station that he wants to show his well-roundedness as far as being able to adapt to different weight classes. I think that's going to be a mistake, but I fought at 170 in the past against Garrett, and turned out I did pretty good. So
yeah, you clocked me.
Well, that's definitely one of the things that I found out from working previous MMA fights. I worked a UFC fight a few years back at then Arco Arena, now Sleep Train. Had the chance to be with Uriah Faber's camp and bring them out to the ring. And so, you know, there's a tremendous fanfare, a tremendous respect that goes on between the teams, as a matter of fact. Something that I don't believe fans and listeners understand as well. So you guys can beat the crap out of each other, but then, you know, at the end, you know, you guys are shaking hands and, you know, asking about the kids and all of that afterwards. So it's a very interesting sport.
It's almost like there's a bond. It's closer than obviously just playing basketball. You know, you guys it's hard to explain, but there's a bond that you kind of build after getting hit by somebody and hitting somebody. It's not, you're not really upset with them. There's no bar fight going on, but it's a chess match, and it's, you know, who's going to come out on top. And afterwards, you can still congratulate each other. Hey, you know what? That was good. That was a good bunch. And just like me and Garrett, you know, we're really good friends. And we stayed, you know, in contact with each other, and a fight. Everyone thinks fighting is just about being upset or hating each other. When really, this sport is, you know, it, a lot of people know, it's evolved into, you know, it's more of a chess match, more technical. So there's no, there's really no hard feelings after, you know.
Definitely. Definitely. And so for those of you who are listening, if you have the chance, August 3rd, make sure that you get out to Jamestown, California. That's out there near Sonora County. So just before the hills there, it should be some tremendous fighting. I believe there are 15 fights on the card. For ticket information, you can go to the Art of War. The website is AOWMMA.com. Ticket prices are $40 and above, so it is definitely something that you'd want to get out to, and I would say definitely worth the price of admission. Jeremy Ybarra, good luck to you, man. Yes.
I want to thank Co People real quick. I want to thank Garrett for taking the time, and all the hard work. He's monitoring me. He's calling me day and night, asking how I'm feeling, how I'm doing. Yeah, checking my pulse. We're monitoring me throughout practice. Chad Dickerson, also my other coach, my nutritionist Shan, Christine Pennington for also feeding me and taking care of me, and Stephanie Camp. And also I have a couple sponsors, so Mr. Pickles, Wes Johnson Concrete, Macway Mobilities. I thank all of them, because if it wasn't for all of them and all these people behind me and all the support, I think support's a big deal with fighting too, with sports. So just want to thank everybody.
All right.
And thank you. Well,
hey, no problem. And it's a pleasure having you on the show, man. And we're wishing you all the best in your championship fight. And we believe that you're going to come out a winner in this whole thing. So thanks once again, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
So that's Jeremy Ybarra, Garrett Duggar, his trainer. Big fights coming up at the Chicken Ranch Casino in Jamestown, California. For more information, again, be sure to go online to theartofwar.com, and we are going to take a quick break here, Mr. Wally. And so we have a couple of visitors in the books. It's been a great first start of the show, so keep it locked in. You're listening to On the Double with the Double S Express on BBS Radio.
Who likes the inconvenience of car repairs? Not only do car repairs take time and money from you, but can you even trust your repair shop? Nate, Dave, and the team at Platinum Automotive Services in Tri-Cities, Washington are honest and trustworthy, and they take great care of your vehicle. From the basic oil change to full engine rebuilds, they do it all. Like the Platinum Automotive Services Facebook page for a shot at a free oil change. Platinum Automotive Services. Platinum service without the platinum price.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. Moving on strong, fast, and furious, just like MMA fighting, Sean Boyd.
Yeah, so, you know, it was great having Jeremy Ybarra on there, on the show here, and getting the chance to tell a story a little bit and telling about some of the struggles that he's had as far as when he started out in the sport and then going through his ups and downs. Being able to turn it around and get his mind focused and get back, it says a lot because, you know, it's not given to you to have a second chance in life. And so I believe that Jeremy's definitely going to take advantage of this, and I believe he's going to go out there and get a championship win.
He's got the opportunity, and that's one of the hard things to do is just to get that chance.
Yeah, you know, and again, I've said this over and over again as far as the discipline is concerned, but it takes a tremendous amount of discipline. You know, I've watched these guys, I'm meaning MMA fighters, I watch the diets that they put together. It consists of, natural fruits and vegetables and sardines, and there's just the right balance. So before they actually eat something, they put it on a scale to make sure that it's the right amount. And, you know, it takes that to actually put your body into tip-top shape. And I've always been envious of these fighters because if you take a look at their physical stature, man, there's something to look at. And, you know, they're cut, you know, they have the six-pack abs and you know, the nice, you know, pecs and deltoids and the whole nine. And, you know, it does. It takes perseverance and it takes a lot of discipline.
As we continue our MMA show here on the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. Let's go out now to big-time guest number two, joining us from Seattle, Washington. That is Bob Stelton, one half of Bob and Graz on 710 ESPN Seattle. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How you guys doing?
Great, great. Bob, hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking the time out. I know you have a busy schedule, and it's great to be on the, have you on the show.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. Always good to talk MMA.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of MMA, there was a big UFC weekend that went on this past weekend, that would be that of Anderson Silva going down to Chris Weidman. And nobody really saw that one coming, did they?
Well, you know what? Actually, there were a lot of people that claimed to have seen it coming, and most of them were UFC fighters. You had George St. Pierre, who predicted beyond the shadow of a doubt that the new UFC middleweight champion of the world would be Chris Weidman. You had Matt Serra. There was a lot of sentiment behind him. In fact, he wasn't that big of an underdog in Vegas, considering that Anderson Silva had held the title for about 7 years and pretty much dominated everybody he ever got into the cage with the exception of Chael Sonnen in their first fight. So actually there was a lot of people that really felt like, you know what, this guy's style is the style to beat Anderson Silva.
Yeah, and you know, mentioning, you know, the past 7 years that Anderson Silva has held the title, you're looking at a young man that had, you know, 16 title fights that he's had. I believe he's won 10. I mean, it's something outlandish as far as his record is concerned. And so I know he's knocked out 11 people. I mean, he picked up an amount of arrogance over the years to where a lot of people did not like the way Anderson Silva was fighting.
Well, and you know what? That's always been part of the fight game, whether it's boxing or MMA. You can go back to Muhammad Ali and what he used to do, and it's all psychological. It's all about getting your opponent out of their game and getting them out of what they do best and getting them to fight your fight. And I got to say, it was starting to work. He was getting Chris Weidman to fight his fight, which is on his feet. That's where Anderson Silva holds the advantage, is on his feet. It's not on the ground. You got an elite-level wrestler in Chris Weidman, collegiate elite level. He's an elite level Brazilian jiu-jitsu player. I mean, he's just a guy whose entire strength and entire game is on the ground. And Anderson Silva knew, if I'm going to beat this guy, I got to get him to fight me and fight my fight. And it was working. The problem was, as he got a little too cocky, he was putting the hands down and keeping the chin up and stepping straight back, which all three are big, you know, boxing 101 no-nos. And he got clipped on the point of the chin. It wasn't even a great shot. If you watched the fight, if you saw the punch, it was an arm punch. It was a left hook, but he was a little off balance. Didn't turn the hip into it. Wasn't a big concussive blow, but it caught him right on the point of the chin, and it was enough to take him out. And then he took a few more as he was on the ground, just for good measure.
That's the voice of Bob Stelton, midday co-host of Bob and Graz, 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com. Bob, the rise of MMA and UFC, late 90s, early 2000s, why do you think it caught fire like it did?
I think it caught fire because it gave fans that were, you know, something that boxing wasn't giving them, and that was best fighting the best. It was something new, and you know, when it first started, you know, it was hard to get people dialed into it because it was like a bar fight. You'd have a guy who was 300 pounds fighting a guy who was 150 pounds, and it was, you know, it was like watching two drunkards go at it in a bar. I mean, there was very little skill involved until the Gracie family brought it over, and Hoist Gracie, you know, kind of introduced everybody to the you know, the gentle art of jiu-jitsu and kind of incorporated that. And as it started to really evolve, you know, you got a lot of different forms of fighting in there that appeal to different people, whether it's wrestling, whether it's jiu-jitsu, whether it's boxing. You know, you kind of brought fans of all those different disciplines into the sport. And once the Fertitta brothers bought it and got Dana White involved and actually regulated it to where they had weight divisions, and it became a legitimate sport instead of a sideshow, it really brought in that younger demographic that boxing had lost, that 18 to 34-year-old male demographic that had turned themselves off to boxing once Tyson was gone and Holyfield was gone and Lewis and all those. It really appealed to those people, and And the other thing is they give you what boxing doesn't, in the sense that they stack their cards. Their cards are always stacked. So if for some reason the main event turns out to be a dud, you've got six or seven other fights on that card that everybody's interested in. They could be phenomenal fights, whereas boxing will have their main event surrounded by a bunch of no-names that, unless you're an absolute hardcore fan, you've got no idea who half of these guys are.
Now, UFC was setting pay-per-view records and breaking all kinds of numbers, and then you have Fox come into the picture, and now there's every few months you've got specials on Fox regular television, and they've been to Seattle. They're actually coming back later this summer. It's just continuing to be a big hit all over the country and the world.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, Fox doesn't sign up for anything they're not going to make money on. They're not going to attach their name to anything that's not legitimate, that doesn't have worldwide appeal, that isn't going to bring in a large audience. They don't invest the hundreds of millions of dollars they're investing into this product if it isn't something that they think is going to pay off. I mean, that's just, you know, bottom line business for a network like Fox. So for them to attach themselves to it and put their stamp on it the way that they have and support it the way they have tells you about the growth of the sport and how much they expect it to continue to grow, really, really catching it on the upswing. And it is. I mean, it's the fastest growing sport in the world.
Bob, for those of you just tuning in, we've got Bob Stelton on from the Bob and Graz show in Seattle. And, yeah, you had mentioned something earlier as far as the demographic that is captured for the MMA and the UFC in general. You know, the 18 to 34, 35-year-old crowd. And, you know, having the chance to actually work one of the fights down here in Sacramento, UFC title fights, it is tremendous. Like you were saying, as far as there is always a great fight in each of the cards. So, you know, it's fanfare that goes on the whole weekend, from the weigh-in to actual fight day. It is just pandemonium and excitement, and the way they put things together. Can it get any better?
You know, they can maintain it. They can maintain it as long as they maintain the quality of fighters and they allow the best to fight the best, then it will always be good. Can it get better? I'm sure it can get more streamlined. It could get more refined, you know, as they, you know, trial and error with anything. But, I mean, the way they do it, the beauty of it is that Dana White is an old-school boxing guy. He was brought up in the boxing game. So he understands what boxing did well and what they don't do well. He understands the value of putting together a stacked card, whereas boxing doesn't want to risk guys losing. We don't want to match this guy up with this guy because he may lose and it takes away his drawing power, things like that. Dana White doesn't care about that. Does not care at all about that. He's matching the best with the best. What's the best possible matchup I can put out there? And sometimes it flies in the face of their rankings. Sometimes there'll be a guy that perhaps may have earned a shot more than another, but it doesn't make business sense. The bigger fight, the fight that all the fans want to see, may be a completely separate matchup, and that's what he goes with. So sometimes the purist will be upset by the matchups because it's not the champion versus the number one contender, but Dana will go with the champ versus a guy that people love to see, whether they love him or hate him. Chael Sonnen is a perfect example. He gets a fight with John Jones. Chael Sonnen brings in a lot of people because they want to see him either lose or win, one or the other, but he brings in a huge crowd. It's a huge marquee fight, but he didn't earn that title shot, so it's all business, and it's always going to be entertaining. It's going to be a fight people want to see, and he'll put them all together. There'll be none of that nonsense that you saw with Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao and the fighters dictating, well, I want this drug test, and I want this split of the pay-per-view, and I want this split on the guaranteed purse. I mean, that was embarrassing, and I'm a hardcore boxing fan. That was shameful. That was absolutely shameful. The fact that fight never took place, and I put 80% of the blame on Floyd Mayweather. He did everything he could to avoid that fight, and he screwed boxing fans out of the biggest fight you ever would have seen in the history of that sport in terms of the dollars generated.
Yeah, you know, and that's always going to be something that goes down. You know, if those two never fight again, never fight the fight that we wanted them to, that's always going to be in the back of everybody's minds that Floyd Mayweather never stepped up to the plate and did what he was supposed to do. Now, going back to the UFC, Anderson Silva in this past fight, talk to the listeners about this grace period or this time that the fighter is supposed to have off. I believe Anderson Silva has up to 45 days to recover and then he has to get back onto the card. And it sounds like Anderson wanted a little bit more time. It's almost a little bit of showmanship, that, as if Anderson is just tired of the title fights and, you know, wants to step back, but the industry won't allow him to do that. Am I correct on that?
No, the way it works is if you're cut in a fight, if you're knocked unconscious in a fight, there are medical suspensions that come out from the athletic commission.
Suspensions, so that's right. Okay.
Depending on the severity of the injury, they'll say you're suspended indefinitely until we get clarification on the injury, or you're suspended for 60 days, you know, and it sounds punitive. It sounds like they're in trouble. No, it's a health precaution from the athletic commission saying until you're cleared from said injury, whether it's a head injury, whether it's a cut, a broken bone, you're out for X amount of time. So you're not allowed to fight. You're not allowed to book a fight until that you clear that time period. So he was knocked unconscious. So there's going to be a suspension. I haven't seen it. It could be out right now, and I haven't seen it. But I'm guessing it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of at least 60 days. And there is no mandatory, hey, you need to be signed up for your next fight within 3 months or 4 months. No, there's none of that. That's up to Dana White, the Fertitta brothers, and everybody that runs the UFC to get him in, you know, when they want to get him in. So, you know, they need to decide if the immediate rematch is going to happen, depending on when Silva wants to fight again, or if they're going to try to get Weidman a fight in the meantime. But still, even though the fight ended the way it did, the biggest fight out there right now is the rematch between those two.
Bob Stelton, our resident MMA and UFC expert. Goodness, your knowledge is great. Thanks so much for your time, Bob. And you can hear Bob Stelton alongside Dave Grosby on Bob and Gros, 12 to 3 Pacific, 710sports.com on 710 ESPN Seattle. Bob, we appreciate your time and your insight tonight.
Thanks, Bob.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
All right, Bob Stelton, 710 ESPN Seattle, one half of Bob and Gros, noon to 3, Monday through Friday. Find him at 710sports.com. Wow, Bob Stelton had so much insight on MMA, UFC, boxing. Great knowledge.
Yeah, you know, and he took the time out to actually sit down and talk with us. I believe he is at the Seattle Mariners game right now. And so, you know, kudos to Bob Stelton for actually taking the time out to talk with us and give our listeners a little bit of insight on the UFC and MMA. And so for those of you who want to call into the show, we have a few minutes left. We're going to take a quick break. But before we take a break, if you want to call into the show, you can call 888-429-5471. This is your chance to ask any questions. Of course, we've had a great MMA show. And so, again, if you want to call in, 888-429-5471, we'll be able to take those calls after the break. So keep it locked in. You're listening to the best sports talk on the double with the Double S Express on BBS Radio.
What's my image?
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours!
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, talking to MMA and UFC tonight. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. As Sean mentioned before the break, we do have a few minutes to take some calls, so call in now.
Yes, so it's been a great show thus far, Mr. Wally. And, man, all the talk about mixed martial arts and the chance that I've had to be around them, you know, every time I go into the gym and see these guys work out, it gets me amped up and hyped up. If you haven't had a chance to see how these guys are performing and prepare for fights, man, it is an inspiration, because they're all lean, mean fighting machines, and it takes that dedication. And, man, here I am again thinking about, you know, getting back into the gym like I should, Mr. Wally, trying to get that chiseled look.
Consistency, 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 the name to most every game out there.
That's right. And so, you know, of course, Jeremy Ibarra getting ready to have his title fight in a couple of weeks here, actually in a few weeks on August 3rd at the Chicken Ranch Casino. And that is in Jamestown, California. And, you know, for those of you who want to get out there, go online and check and see how much the tickets are and what the availability is. You will not be disappointed.
That's the Art of War MMA at AOWMMA.com. Tactical Violence happening August 3rd at Chicken Ranch Casino. Go check out our first big-time guest in action, Jeremy Ibarra.
Yes, and of course, our second guest today was Bob Stelton of the Bob and Graz show. And, you know, he had some great insight on talking about UFC and some of the things that these guys prepare for. And, you know, some of the ins and outs that go on within UFC and how they make things great, that grand spectacle that is the UFC. And so that was great having him on as well.
And I think part of the spectacle around MMA and especially UFC is that, you know, like boxing used to be, the main events were only once a quarter, if that, maybe once every 6 months. So there was so much buildup, so much hype, and so much time in between that people had to wait, and there wasn't another game tomorrow, another game next Sunday, another game next Thursday if you're talking high school. So that buildup and gives that hype a chance to get to very high levels.
Yeah, and just like Bob was saying, every fight is either a title fight or a championship fight, and so you're guaranteed to have a full slate of action fighting. You know, unlike boxing, the only reason why this whole pay-per-view came about was the cards, if you will, was because, you know, back in the 90s when Mike Tyson was fighting and, you know, people would pay for pay-per-view and, you know, you'd go to the bathroom or go and get a drink or whatever and then you come back and 30 seconds later he's knocked his opponent out. Well, you know, they came up with the whole card issue, and you can thank Mike Tyson for that. But what the UFC has done is they've taken it to another level, and they give you action every single fight, the whole weekend, all night, and it's just incredible.
That's the voice of Sean Boyd down in Sacramento, California. I am Sean Wally up in the Pacific Northwest. This is On the Double with the Double S Express, a great MMA show here for you this evening, as we heard from big-time guest MMA fighter Jeremy Ibarra, his trainer Garrett, give an insight on how to get prepared mentally and physically for MMA fighting. And big time guest number two, Bob Stelton, Bob of the Bob and Graz show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com, noon to 3 Pacific, Monday through Friday.
Yes, and you know, and it's been a great show thus far. And so we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. So keep it locked in. You're listening to the best sports talk on the double with the Double S Express on BBS Radio.
Who likes the inconvenience of car repairs? Not only do car repairs take time and money from you, but can you even trust your repair shop? Nate, Dave, and the team at Platinum Automotive Services in Tri-Cities, Washington are honest and trustworthy, and they take great care of your vehicle. From the basic oil change to full engine rebuilds, they do it all. Like the Platinum Automotive Services Facebook page for a shot at a free oil change. Platinum Automotive Services, platinum service without the platinum price.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Back here on the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd, wrapping up show number 9. Sean Boyd.
Yes, and again, like I said before, it's just been a great show. Of course, having Jeremy Ybarra fighting for his title on August the 3rd, and that's at the Chicken Ranch casinos out in Jamestown, California. You know, it was great to actually hear his story. Of course, you know, been fighting since 2004 and, you know, started over in Oahu. And, you know, after that, you know, kind of ran into a rough patch in his life, but turned it around. And, you know, those are the good things. Those are the good things that we like to hear. You know, these athletes are human and they make mistakes, but getting the chance to move forward, that's a great thing.
If you want to drop us an email, send us a note, what you think about the show, who you'd like to see on as guests, go ahead and check out all of our info on our BBS Radio show page, bbsradio.com/onthedouble. Find our Twitter account, Facebook account, both at Double S Express, and our email contacts are there as well. Be sure to let us know you're listening and what you think of the show.
Yeah, you know, it's been great having listeners calling in and giving us insight, and, you know, continue to do that, because whatever we can do to make the show better, we're going to make it better, and we appreciate all that insight.
Show 9 in the books. Show 10, we're in double digits next Monday night. I'll give you a sneak peek for all you Cougars in Washington State country. Former Wazoo quarterback and current assistant coach at the University of Wyoming, Jason Gesser, will be joining the show.
Yeah, that should be an exciting show. Having Jason Gesser on, you know, brings back a lot of memories to those Apple Cup days, the fights that the Washington State Cougars would battle against the University of Washington, the Huskies. And so, yeah, it should be a great show next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's been a great show tonight as we talked MMA and UFC fighting with MMA fighter Jeremy Ybarra, his trainer Garrett, and Bob Stelton from the Bob and Graz Show, 710sports.com, on the radio at 710 a.m. ESPN Seattle, noon to 3, Monday through Friday, all Pacific time. That's going to wrap it up here on the Double with the Double S Express. For Sean Boyd, I'm Sean Wally. We'll talk to you next Monday night.
Thanks for listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. Join us next Monday for some more great sports talk and big-time guests. On the Double with the Double S Express.